Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. We've had such a glorious week. Can you imagine last week at this time, we had five or six inches. I know they had much more in other areas.
Of snow.
Snow. And it was 10 degrees, yes.
Yeah,
and
this is the middle of May.
I know. Well, now we're seeing 88 degree
90,
weather.
Yes.
So we're happy. We are really happy. So it's good to have you join us. If we rely on God, that's trust Him with all your heart, friend. If we rely on God, He will bless us with wisdom in each decision, joy in each commitment, peace in each relationship, and love in everything. Now, we don't rely on the horoscope. We don't go and check out our day from some worldly human organization. Nope, we go to the Word of God, and that will sustain us from day to day to day.
That's right.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yes.
Mom, you have just dedicated your life to letting people know the Word of God is the most important. It's the highest truth. It's our rock.
Yes.
It's our lifesaver in the water.
Yes.
It is the firm foundation.
Yes. And as we said yesterday on the program, it is the power of God for Jesus to die on the cross. That word, that wisdom is so important.
Yes.
We got to learn about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The word of God is not just powerful to make your dreams come true. The word of God is an example to lay your dreams down and let Him take you to higher dreams.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Well, I hope that you're tacking on 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, somewhere in your home and on a mirror with a 3x5 index card, whatever you do, so that you can really begin to learn that God is faithful. Here it is, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. God is faithful, and He will strengthen. Do you need strength today? He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
That's
now,
good.
Jesus promised this, Kimberly, in Luke 10, verse 19. He says, "Behold, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy." So we're not only seeing from Paul that God will deliver us from the evil one, but from Jesus Himself in Luke 10:19.
That's right.
Wow, that's exciting.
And there may be some of you listening that don't feel like you've been able to establish your career or establish your home or establish a family. I like the word establish in the King James Version of 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. Mm-hmm. It says, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one."
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, that is so good. Well, I hope that you are following with us in 1 Corinthians. We are going from the first chapter to the second chapter. I want you to know the second chapter of 1 Corinthians is Darren Carmack's favorite chapter. So I just want you to know that. But leaving the first chapter, we want to go back to the fact that in Christ Jesus, it's in Christ Jesus that you receive wisdom from God, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness.
Right.
No other way. No other way.
That's right. Yeah. And the theme that we have going here is when we say in Jesus, we're saying in His example. We're walking out His example mm-hmm. of laying down His life. He's the one who told us to take up our cross and follow Him.
Yes.
Lay down what we think this life needs to exist and how it needs to run, mm-hmm. what our dreams are. Lay that down and watch God bring bigger dreams.
Yes, that's right. Well, Paul is speaking here in Corinth, and he's trying to raise up a congregation of people that love the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's starting with fundamentals, the cross. the power of God through the cross of Jesus Christ. And as we get into the second chapter, Paul is also telling you about his weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I do not come as someone who has great speech, or I know so much. And in fact, Kimberly, when Paul came to various cities, there was one time where they just were not impressed with him at all. Not
right.
at all.
Well, and you know, I bet he was wanting to rise up in his own wisdom, because he was a very wise man according to human standards. He had been trained in every way possible, had memorized so much scripture. He was the highest of the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. He said that about himself. And so that's a lot of knowledge. When we choose to lay down our own knowledge and our own way of trying to present ourselves, we might look like we're just standing there because we're waiting for Holy Spirit to give us words. Mm-hmm. We might look like we're just standing there like a fool.
Speechless.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And so we were still in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You want to take up at verse 30?
I already did. Jesus has become for us wisdom from God, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. And so we cannot boast in anyone, in ourselves, no human organization or establishment. It is in Jesus, folks. And you can read that in Ephesians 1, the first chapter of Ephesians. I mean, it's in him here, and it's in him there, and in Jesus Christ. You've got to learn. You got to learn to rely on Jesus Christ. And so here we're seeing at the beginning of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul is proclaiming his weaknesses to the people. He's saying, I'm not strong. I do not know everything. I am weak in so many ways, in my voice, in what is going into what I'm going through in my life. So he says, my brothers and sisters, when I first came to proclaim to you the secrets of God, I refused to come as an expert, trying to impress you with my eloquent speech and lofty wisdom. Yeah, he's just telling them, I'm one of you guys. That's what I am. For while I was with you, I was determined to be consumed with one topic. Who do you think Paul's topic was? It was Jesus. Jesus Christ, the crucified Messiah.
And not just Jesus alone, period. Jesus, the crucified Christ. Jesus, the Messiah who was slain.
Yes. Amen. I stood before you feeling inadequate, filled with reverence for God, and trembling under the sense of the importance of my words. He was saying here, to you who are listening, these words are very important, and I don't want to undermine them in any way, so I don't want to also be proud about these words that I am proclaiming to you. And that's such a humility, such a humble stance, to go to a church and say, I'm just here, I'm one of you, and I'm just wanting to teach you some wonderful principles of God's love for you and his power of the cross. That blows my mind when I think of Paul. He's one of the first people, Kimberly, that I want to see in heaven. Yeah.
It's going to be a good reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the message I preached and how I preached it was not an attempt to sway you with persuasive arguments, but to prove to you the almighty power of God's Holy Spirit. For God intended that your faith not be established on man's wisdom, but by trusting in his almighty power.
That's right. Mm. We don't want just man's wisdom, because what we were reading yesterday in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians is that all of the world's wisdom is insufficient. It's not enough to actually open the door so that we understand God. We might be looking for proof and trying to prove heaven through science, trying to prove that God created this earth through science, but it takes faith.
Yes.
And faith only increases when we follow Jesus' example and how he laid down his life. If we keep laying down our hopes and dreams, laying down our agendas and motives, and really letting God have them, we will increase in faith.
Mm.
That's what we're really wanting.
Yes. And there is a wisdom that we continually speak of when we are among the spiritually mature.
Yes, we're back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Don't mean to be jumping around on you because I was just in chapter 1. Mm-hmm. We're back to chapter 2 and verse 6. That's mm-hmm. right. Wisdom yes. that we continually speak of is the wisdom of laying it down. This is the theme is the cross here. The theme is the crucified Messiah. That is the theme of this whole chapter. Well, probably the whole book, right? The whole Bible is the theme of the crucified Messiah.
Mm-hmm. So he is saying here, I don't mean for you to be spiritually mature when you start on this journey with Jesus. But as we learn, we're going to be associating ourselves with people we really enjoy being with. It's true. You enjoy being with people that are on the same spiritual level. It seems like all of societies, all the different societies, they want to find someone in common with them. And so Paul is saying that here, that he's going to be looking for spiritually mature people or the potential in these churches that he's starting out, spiritually mature people that he can rely on that when he leaves to go on another journey, they're going to be keeping the church up and preaching the gospel of Christ. So he's looking for spiritually mature people. And it's wisdom that didn't originate in this present age, nor did it come from the rulers of this age who are in the process of being dethroned. Did you hear that? You probably have been here for a while, and you'd heard of, Brezhnev, and some of these rulers that were cruel, and they're gone. And do you ever hear from them again? Nope, you don't. You don't hear of them again. So we're not hearing from the rulers who are being dethroned. Praise God. Instead, we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before now in a mystery.
Yes, this mystery is the cross. Once again, we're just coming back to that theme, because when we see the rulers that are being dethroned, it's also the rulers in me. It's my own pride and my own agendas, my own motives mm-hmm. for walking through life. Those are being dethroned.
Yes.
And we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom, mm-hmm. this power that comes from God. It's hidden because that is a mystery to us as human beings.
I want to just stretch a little bit long more from the cross. It's Jesus.
Right.
It's
right.
Always Jesus before now in a mystery. The mystery was the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And he's the one who showed us how to die, mm-hmm. how to die to our agendas, mm-hmm. our opinions mm-hmm. in these all of these examples in life that we walk through. He is the perfect one who invited us to get in the boat and go to the other side.
Yes.
That's what he said to his disciples. We're going to the other side. So we don't have to be afraid of whatever storm comes our way.
Yes.
We can know that we're getting to the other side.
That's right. And the power of the cross, this is one of Darren's favorite phrases, the power of the cross is the ability to get results. Now, when you go through life, you're growing, you're getting different jobs, whatever, you're concentrating on your own personal growth. And that growth will not occur until you get into a wonderful spiritual concept of who God is. And in getting to know that, the ability to get results is that God always knew that his power would keep you from the evil one and would help to get results that you want.
That's good.
The righteousness, the sanctification.
And it's the results he wants, right?
That's right.
So good.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
And it is his secret plan mm-hmm. destined before the ages to bring us into glory. And this secret plan is laying down our ideas.
Yes. Verse 8, none of the rulers of this present world order understood it, for they had, if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory.
And there it is, really yeah. plain.
Well, yes.
That's so plain right there. If they had known what the power is, what the secret was, what the mystery was, they never would have crucified the Lord. They never would have put him
to
death.
But they needed to, Kimberly.
Because death is the answer. death is the answer. When we lay down our ideas, and even if it really hurts, man, I've spent some tears laying down my agendas and my ideas of how I want life to go. I have done that with tears. And that is the answer, though, is being able to lay that down. It's beautiful. That's the secret. It's so exciting.
That's right.
And if they had known, if the world order had known, the rulers of this present darkness had known, they never would have crucified the Lord.
That's right.
Verse 9 is, this is why the scriptures say that things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine, these are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers.
Now you can catch Barbara Carmack and Call to Freedom at 9 p.m., 2:30 a.m., and 5:30 a.m. on 670 KLTT. You can also hear us on our sister station, 1220 a.m. KLDC, at 11 a.m. And find Call to Freedom on Spotify. Search for Freedom Street Radio and online at freedomstreet.org, where you can browse blog posts and read Barbara's newsletter. As always, you can still email Barbara at hello@freedomstreet.org.
The interesting thing about that is it's true. Human beings have never discovered or heard that death is the way to life, that the dying process is the ability to imagine greater things, that God has greater things in store for us when we choose to lay down our agendas and our opinions. That's the really interesting thing. And this is what the scriptures are telling us, that the power of the cross is the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. And this is the wisdom that we seek. And so we've made it to verse 10. Did you want to take over there, Mom?
I just want to repeat the ninth verse in the King James Version.
Yes.
Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. And when you love him, you are willing to do anything that he asks of you. It's just that simple, friend. It really is.
I'm so glad that you did that, because that's the way I memorized it. That's so good.
That's right. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through his Spirit, who constantly explores all things. Who explores all things? And why does he explore all things? For us. Mm-hmm. For us. That's the only thing that he is trying. He's going to the mind of God every day for you, although, you know, there's no time element with him. But he's going to the mind of God and bringing those wonderful things for you into your very heart and into your very spirit. That's what Holy Spirit is doing. Yes. He explores all things. And after all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? Now, friend, we have three parts to our being. We are, first of all, spirit. Spirit man. Not physical. Not emotional. Nope. We are spirit. And that is the most important. Holy Spirit teaches our spirits. He doesn't communicate to us through our bodies or through our minds, but through our spirits. So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God, whom we call Holy Spirit.
That's good. Yes. I love that it says that Holy Spirit is constantly exploring all things. That means when we feel like we've got our back up against a wall and we're really stuck between a rock and a hard place, he's the one that's going and exploring mm-hmm. and finding ways where there seems to be no way at all.
That's
he's
right.
the way maker.
Yes. 4, verse 12. This is getting into just really wonderful spiritual concepts and revelations. And friend, read it often, this little portion of scripture. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And that grace is Jesus again. You cannot get away from Jesus. The Word of God is about Jesus. The
That's
whole
right.
Bible is about Jesus.
That's
you
right.
can't get away from him. So we want you to realize that your understanding and your experience of grace is going to be through Jesus. And God is going to lavish all that his blessings and all his riches upon you. Oh, my God shall supply all my need according to what? His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, he wants to bless you, friend. He really does. So we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with words taught by human wisdom. We join together Spirit-revealed truths with Spirit-revealed words.
That's right.
So
yes,
good.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. They don't. And he can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. And I don't expect different people to be on the level that I am. And that's where humility comes in too, friend. Because you might say, oh, I got to tell these people that they need to be here and there and everywhere. No, we ask Holy Spirit to do that. That's Holy Spirit that speaks to their spirit, speaks to our spirit. And we know that those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things. Kimberly, I love the Amplified. It says right here, those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully examine, question, investigate, inquire into. Evaluate all things. That's what we do. We just don't take somebody's word as the truth. We investigate. And that's why I think Google is so good, because we can go right into Google. I know we have to kind of evaluate everything going on in Google too, but we can get definitions to words and all kinds of information. So the Amplified says, those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things. He's able to examine, question, investigate, inquire into, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. If someone is always trying to judge you and criticize what you're saying, say, I'm talking about the Word of God, and it's the Word of God that is pure, and I'm thinking on those things that are pure and lovely, of a good report, are true, and I'm dwelling on those words. You might have to go to one of your loved ones and say, I need time away from you because we are on a different plane. You are in the world, and you're getting all your information from Facebook and from Instagram and all those different social media sites. I'm getting mine from the Bible. And I think we just need to take a vacation from each other. And maybe sometimes that's really good, taking a vacation from a person that doesn't see eye to eye. So he's at you, always questioning you, always criticizing you. And that's important, friend, that we have the fellowship of like believers. Praise the Lord. So whoever has intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor, who knows enough to be able to tell God what all of his plan is? Who is able to do that? Christ, and we have the mind of Christ. Christ is a wonderful example of how we can grow into that humility, that love, that joy, that peace, and that patience of each other. Praise the Lord.
That's right. That particular passage there in 1 Corinthians 2 reminds me of Ephesians 3. And starting in verse 17, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. So being told that we have the mind of Christ, here it is where it's being confirmed in Ephesians 3, mm-hmm. verse 17. The life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. And continuing on in verses 18 and 19, then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. Hmm. How enduring and inclusive it is. You know, you were just reading that question, Mom. Who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord mm-hmm. well enough to become his counselor? Mm-hmm. This is telling us that Jesus, he invites us to be intimate and included
yes.
in his thoughts.
That's right. And Colossians tells us that we are complete in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Colossians 2. It's such that, now that's a mystery for me, because there are always things, oh, I got to work on that. I've got to establish that habit in my life. I have to get more organized. And I'm always talking to myself about things I need to do. Well, God is telling you, friend, you are complete in the wonderful salvation and redemptive package that comes with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah,
complete, empowered, and we are intimately and deeply loved. It's an enduring, inclusive love. It's an endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
That's right. And you know, you'll be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love for you. That's God's love.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We don't have to doubt it.
That's right.
And that in the Passion Translation, it goes on to say that never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. Mm-hmm. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you.
Oh, that's so good. So know today, friend, that his power is energizing you in every way, in all your activities, in what you're doing today. If you're going to work, he's going to energize you. When you just don't feel like going to work, God is going to energize you and get you onto that track where you're going to be productive. You're going to produce great fruit, and it's going to be overflowing in your life. And yes, it starts with that wonderful sacrifice, that surrendering all to Jesus.
Yes, it does.
And then we go on with a life yoked to him, Kimberly.
That's right. And
Matthew,
his yoke is easy.
Right.
His burden is light. And it leads us right into the best dream ever.
That's right. It sure does. Well, you can find us at freedomstreet.org. You can find us on social media, Spotify.
That's right, at Freedom Street Radio, Freedom ST Radio.
Yes. And if you would like some more information, you can always email at hello@freedomstreet.org. You can also call me at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in